No, I'm going to sit closer. I have a big Talmud Chacham here. Makes me nervous. Okay, I just want to review because we're learning a lot of different inyanim, which was all moving off from the Haggah and the Nefesh HaChaim. Just do a little bit of a chazar. The Gemara says in Brachos that when you say Shmoneh Esrei, so Rabbi Shimon Levi says you have to bow down, and the shir of the Hishtachava is Ad Shispakeku Kol Achuliyah Shebegav. Hispakeku Kol Achuliyah Shebegav was Lashon Hispakeku. That's what our Rashi says. It appears only one more time in the whole Shas, Lashon of Pekak, even though it's a modern Hebrew word. But Hispakeku means to separate. And the going we're going to learn inside is Medayik, that it's not talking, this is not an avodah of the chulios, this is an avodah of the ispakeku chulios, and from a physiological point of view, there's the chulios, and there's the, which is the shidra, and then there's the chuta shidra, which is the spinal cord. That's different, it's a different thing biologically. So you have your vertebra, and then you have the chut hashidra, and ispakeku is what happens. Is the nervous center, explained physiologically, the central nervous system in the head is in the back of your head, and that goes down your spine physically. As the gosh shows on an X-ray, it goes down your spine and goes between your vertebra, and goes out to your whole body. And just had a diagram of exactly what affects what. It's a gewaldic how if you have a pain in the extremities of your fingers, or neuropathy in the extremity of your fingers. So if a person's a chacham and knows how to do, if you know how to do this chiropractic fix, so the fix is not in your fingers. The fix is in the chuta shidra, where the nervous system comes out to that, and you could even someday show how the Yud Ches Chulios match up with the Yud Ches Brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's really actually haflu of a fella to understand that this is the Avodas Hayadayim, this is the Avodas HaBetin, etc. Where do you do tshuva? But Yispakeku is talking about that you're giving koach, poshib shot, you're giving koach to your entire goof, which is what the nervous system does, the energy system of the body. It all goes through the chulia. And ispakeku means that you're opening up the whole nervous system. So it's not the chulios per se, but it's the chut hashidra. It's the spinal cord, which does it. If you'll I'll just get that. My biology course. Now it's just to get the gashmius out of the way before we understand this in a deep way. The kash everybody asks is that Yud Ches Chulios Shebeshidra, there's 32 vertebrae. What's Yud Ches Chulios Shebeshidra? The girl also asked that kasha. This is not a new kasha of the bloggers. The garden asked this question. He has a beautiful mahalach in what it is. But first of all, Ibshat, Rabbi Shulman Levi doesn't say until Achi Ispakeku, Kol Achulios. That's how Yud Ches Chulios. The 18 of the 32 have to separate. And I'll tell you something. Meaning Chazal understood that there's 18 vertebrae, which are the Iker vertebrae in terms of controlling the body, per se. This is going to become very important to understand the Ruchnius of it. This, by the way, is a Mefurish Mishnah in Ahalos. Is there Mishnais somewhere? In Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin or Mishnah Ches, over there, Mishnais, Ahalos, Tyrus. Over there, the Mishnah beautifully reckons out Ois, the Ramach. Thank you. Masayim var boyim ushmarna evarim ba'odam, right? It's not Hasidus, it's a Mishnah. There's Ramach evarim ushisa gidim. So shisa 200, right? Shisa gidim. So Masayim Ramach, Masayim var boyim ushmarna evarim ba'odam. Shloishim b'pisas haregel, shisha b'chol etzba, asara b'karsel, shnayim b'shoik, chamisha b'arkuva, echad b'yorek, shloisha b'katlis, chadal. That's amazing. Achas asrei tzlois, 11 ribs, shloishim b'pisas hayad, shisha b'chol etzba, shnayim b'kona, shnayim b'marpek, echad b'zroya arba, b'kosev, meyav echad mizeh, meyav echad mizeh, l'nageli, nyonenu, right? The whole 248 is clear. Ushmoyle esrei chulia shibishidra. Tisha barosh. Shmoyne batzavar. So how many is that? Tisha barosh.
17.
17. Shmoyle esrei chulia shibishidra. Tisha barosh. Shmoyne batzavar. Shisha bebavteach shel halev. This is the Chulius he's talking about. B'chamisha b'nekavav, which is down here. I'm sorry. Which is down here. So you have your cervical, your thoracic, your lumbar, and your sacral. Right? So of this, the 18, you see that the Mishnah says. So which 18 is it talking about? It tells you 18 chuliyos shibatzavar, esrei chuliyos shibashidra, tisha barosh, shmoyne batzavar, shisha bebavteach shel halev, chamisha b'nekavav. So which one are we talking about?
28 also.
Right, so where do you get 18? Right, where do you get 18? So let's say you take chamisha b'nekavav, that's 5. Shisha bebavteach shel halev is 11, right? And Shmoyne B'Tzavar is 19. And how many brachas are there, really?
19.
Well, and the Gemara says, what about the Birchas Aminim? Shastrei, hi, Lashon of the Gemara, hi, Shmoyne Esrei, Shastrei Havet, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara says that there's a little vertebrae here, probably the Luz. There's a little vertebrae there, and we count that one, and that's the Birchas Aminim. Kasha, we asked last time, is like Havla Bavela. This is the one, if that's the Luz, that's what the Rishonim say, that Shazre B'diuk the Luz, which is Kam B'Trias HaMesim, and it's Eino Neved Lo'ilam, that's the Birchas Haminim.
That doesn't make sense.
We can design, right?
Doesn't make sense.
It's a steer, but it will make sense in a minute.
The Luz on the bottom, the Maral says it on the bottom.
Right. Let's go with the Rishonim, the other way around. The Baral says on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
But the Rishonim says on top, over here. C1, for those of you that visit chiropractors.
First
surgery. Right? C1.
For those who see real doctors.
But, you know, by the way, I don't get a commission from chiropractors here, but it's a real chachma, the question with the doctors have with chiropractors, because that's the way it works. That's the way the nervous system works. Nobody's chaylik on that. That's not like a magical, it's not kishuv here. The machlekes of the doctors are, can they safely adjust the nerves in a way that'll actually work? And when, especially when they start with the luz there, with the C1, C2, C3, you know. So this bothers the doctors because it's such a delicate nervous area that they say, God forbid, cause a stroke. Although a chiropractor told me he's done this well over 100,000 times, never made even one stroke. So,
stroke of luck.
Right. I'm saying it's a shashir rechayka, but that's out of the realm of this shear. But what I'm saying is that when you count 19, the Gemara says, so it's talking about including that luz, which is the Birchas Haminim, which I want to be able to explain, which is the Birchas Haminim, which is the luz, which is the one that doesn't get decomposed when you get buried, and it's the one that's come with Chiyas Habes. So, Haloi Dover, who? We explained, and I'm going to get to the Mishkan in a second. that the Gemara says a little further, the Gemara, that if you don't bow down correctly in Shemar Nasre, Yispakaku Kolachulios Shivashidra, so then upon the process of decomposition, your spine will turn into a nachash. You know, I mentioned this last time, that in yoga there's a kundalini. So the kundalini, I just looked it up. The kundalini is the word in Indian for a snake. So in the yoga avoda, which is not avoda satira, what in the kundalini yoga, what they're trying to do is take the snake. It's called kundalini. It's on the bottom of the spine. That's the part that in an animal would turn into a tail. The tailbone, which would turn into a tail, an animal. In other words, that's why the Maral says that that's the luz down there, the tailbone. That's the chiluk. hardly anything. But we're not growing tails. But that's called the snake, and that snake, what their avoda is, lahavdil, is to take the sexual energy and the energy from the bottom of the body, which is down here, the sacral, and to bring that, which is a very strong energy, like the Gaon says, that the energy of Yetzer Hara is much stronger than the energy of Yetzer Hara. If you don't have very, it's much more exciting, you have much more kaifas, you know, it gets all your adrenaline going. You know, very hard, you know, you don't see this except for my big Hasidic Rebbe's when they're shaking a lulav. You know, like it's a, you know, this kind of excitement of somebody's going to the ball game or something. You know, like it's a different type of excitement. But what they're doing is, their meditation is to take all that koach hayetzer, if you will, and to bring it up. And our avoda is the other way around, and you see this in the Gemara, is to work from top down, is to bring the koach of the rosh and the keser to bring it into the goof. It seems like it's almost the same thing, but it's a very, very different thing. In other words, we are affecting the kundalini, not the kundalini affecting us. I'm supposing that we don't know that the Hasidim Rishonim, I don't even know who they were. The Hasidim Rishonim, the Gemara says that they were meditating for an hour koidim atfilah, shoachas lifnei atfilah, shoachas during tefillah, shoachas after tefillah. I don't know who the Hasidim Rishonim were. I don't know who he's referring to, and I also don't know what they did there for an hour. What they do? We're not talking about having kavanah and davening. Talking about there was a meditation. But
doesn't
I'm
say Pashto Sahoma.
What?
Doesn't it say Pashto Sahoma?
Where does it say that?
We're seeing it in the Siddur, I think. I don't know where they were.
I mean, that's pshat, but the Ispashto Sahoma means that. But, I mean, the positive shot is that they were understanding what's going on in their world, in their life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything. So here's the thing. The Sfas Emma says that, just keep me on track here, because I tend to go. The Sfas Emma says that what happened there in Gan Eden with the Nachash, who was becoming a skufa, is the Nachash was able, that in Shemayim, to put it in a language that we can understand, as I can understand, in Shemayim there are two generators. There's the generator of Kedushin and there's the Sitra Achra, which is also a generator. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, I don't know, probably to make Bechira, maybe to make different type of energy in the world, but there's a Sitra Achra. You can get your Koach, as I explained many times, from the Makar of Kedusha, you get your Koach from the Sitra Achra. It's not necessarily visible to the naked eye where a person's getting their Koach from, but everything that's Tumah in this world, Tumah, the Matzias of Tumah, is coming from the Sitra Achra. Everything that's Kadosh is coming from the Makar of Kedusha. When we daven in Beshing, we say that we want our Pardasa to come, Kim Liyodcha, Amleya, Apsucha, Kedusha, Baharchava. What we're talking about, the Yodcha, is talking about the Makar of Kedusha. And that means all the parnasa that we have should come from that. It shouldn't come through Geneva, it shouldn't come through Gazela, it shouldn't come through even Machshavis rice. It should all come from a makar of Kedusha. Hard to get rich that way, but it's that's a makar of Kedusha, as opposed to coming from the Sitra Achra. And you see even Hilchos Tzedakah and so many Gedolim are Makbid, not to take Tzedakah money from somebody who earned their money the wrong way. Well, it's ending up good, he's doing a good thing, why not be Mezakeh him? It's all true, but the fact of the matter is, first of all, you can't give money that you don't have. That's not yours. You know, you, like, there's no grace, grace of godless to give away money you stole. But not just a mitzvah of laver. But besides that, there's sefelt and kedusha in that money. It's a sitra achra. The sitra achra doesn't last. The big havchana that we do see between something which comes from koach hakedusha and something comes from koach hasitra achra, all the movements of the world that were so big, you know, the Roman Empire, they were so big, they didn't last. Nothing lasts. What lasts is the koach hakedusha. That goes from father to child. It goes on for generations. And here we are. Klal Yisrael is here because of the koach of kedusha. What the Nachash was saying to Chav is, you don't need the koach hakedusha. I'll show you a different koach. Shasaba speaks this out, but it's from the Arizal. You don't need the koach of kedusha to live. You can be kelihim. You can get your koach from the sitra achra. And Chav unfortunately bought that and incorporated the sitra achra into her. This is a sas emes that the hishtachavoyos of the Shemoneh Esrei is a shvira of the sitra achra shehita ba anachash. Yes, seven times. It's for sure pshat, and Paladon seven times. You look right there in the Balaturim, Ishtachu Sheva Pamim Artsa. Says the Balaturim, Kenegin Apasik Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. That it's when you're getting your koach from kedusha. You look like you're falling, you know, like the quintessential Ben Torah is. but become, like here it is. It's here, it's working, it goes forever. So like you have to decide, like, you know, you want to go for the short term, you know, tremendous excitement of Sitra Achra, or do you go for the long term Kedusha, the way the world is supposed to be? Chava decided wrong. So let me...
Seven times Yaakov, and then the 11 panim, that's 18.
There it is. So here's where we are with the Sitra Achra, that Yispakeku Kol Achulia Shebashidra is a complete hachna of the Sitra Achra. It's the Shemoneh Esrei. It's a complete hachna, and that's why it's not all the chuliyos. It's only the chuliyos. What I started saying is that Reuven Beckermas told me that if you look at a better chart than this, the chut hashidra actually ends at 18. If you start it after the neck, it actually ends at 18 and turns into a luluv. A luluv is, you know, there was like the it's not a chut hashidra. The shidra itself is only 18 long, interest physically, and then it starts to spread out. You can't really identify. Sometimes, let's say the loses here. So the question is, did the lose ever be makabel koach from the sitra achra? That's the question we have to ask. But what happens is when you're bowing down, You're breaking the fact that we got our this is a kapara for the cheta v'adam arishon. Every time you bow down, and you're mispake kol achulia shemoneh esrei chulia shebashidra, what you're saying is I'm getting my koach from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When you get up, so this is a pella. If you don't do that, so you turn into a nachash. He lost all ability to stand straight. The nachash. If you're not breaking the sitra achra, it's not going to last. So achar amisa, it turns your spine turns into a nachash.
Technically, you can do it sitting down while you're sitting down too, because if it stops.
But you need that tailbone in there.
Oh.
Is it supposed to be a curved bow?
So, halachically, and this is the pella, when you get up, so it says, how do you get up? We know how to get down. How do you get back up again? This is hard when you get older.
No kidding.
Get down. How do you get back up? So you get up. So it says, Ukisha Allah kam kechavya. Chavya's a nachash. We got rid of the nachash. If you got rid of the nachash, why are you come kechavya? Chivya is the, I think the right way to say it. Right? Not a good kasha? Like, yeah. Why are you come kechivya? You know, in the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah says that kam kechivya, when you get up from that ishtachva, the ikar avoda is in your rosh, in your neck. Like, it's you know, in other words, like when you go down, so that's ispakuku. So it's not just like this. It's a real bending of the back, right? When you get up, the avoda is here, like that. That's kechivya, like a serpent gets up, right? That's how a serpent gets up. What are we bringing a serpent into this for? Like, is there no other mashal of getting up like than the serpent?
Turn the snake.
So, chivya, by the way, is specifically a serpent as opposed to a rattlesnake that gets up that way. Not every snake gets up that way. It's got to be like a... that's dafka, chivya. It's a type of a snake. So, probably the pshat is that the avoda b'roish is with the C1, C2, and C3. You know, that thing. Which is where the luz is. And that represents, in other words, that's attached to, the Goyim's going to explain this, that's attached to the Reich. That's the Reich. That's where the nervous system starts. It's very delicate, by the way. That's what the doctors don't like when chiropractors do. Because that's, you're getting very close to the brain over there into the central nervous system, and what a stroke is a failure of the central nervous system. So you got to be careful. You have to be careful with that area. But it's like Rav Dessler writes that no matter what can be makabel tuma in your life and in your body, your neshama can't be makabel tuma. Meaning, Nachash in the Chet HaKadmoni was able to affect everything in Adam except for the Luz. And that's why the Luz is the one that doesn't decompose. You with me on this?
Yeah.
And that's why the Luz is the one that's come with Tchias HaMesim. But why would the Luz be the Birchas HaMinim? And the answer is, let's understand the Birchas HaMinim for a second. L'amalshinim al tisikva. It's not a permanent thing. They messed up everything. That's from that's these guys over here. We're going to be mechaper on that. So the avoda of hishtacha voya is to be mechaper on the chet of the nachash. The kam kechivya is the avoda of the neck, which is saying that there's part of the only part of the serpent which stands up is the neck. That represents the part that cannot be affected by the sitra achra. The Sitra Achra will never power a neshama. That's why the neshama lasts. There's Hashras HaNefesh, even after the guf is gone, it's because the guf is the guf, you know, but the neshama will last all the way into Tchias HaMesim. And that's why I come to Tchias HaMesim. There's a permanence to that neshama, and that's represented in over here. So it says the Mishnah Berurah that the avoda of the getting down is the avoda of the Shitra. The avoda getting up is avoda of the neck and the head. It's a different thing. And then your back follows your head. It's so beautiful. The choreography of it is so beautiful because what's happening now is you're coming up, like Rav Hirsch writes that when in the Siddur, he says, when you get up, you're a whole new person invigorated by God. So it's so nice. The depth of what goes behind that line, I'm coming up with a whole new koach, but it's the koach of the chivya that can get up. And so once a kapara for, let's say it this way, I don't know if this is true, but let's just say it this way, once a kapara for the chet of Adam Arishon, and it's so interesting that what was her oinish chava? Her oinish was that
pain of childbirth.
That's of tel dibonim. The tsar of the, no, but it's the tsar of the sacral.
Yeah.
That was him, back-breaking labor. It's all about the the that which carries the body, the posture, the no, you're gonna have to bend down now, you're gonna have to work the earth, you're gonna have to and the snake is al gachon chatelach. You lost your posture completely. Snake was standing up, the only one. But you lost your posture completely. But the part that you can't lose is the chivya. And that's why, so one's an avoida for kapara, so a cheta adam, and one's an avoida for kapara, or some kind of a kapara, for the cheta nochash, that we can stand up. And that's our Shmernesre.
I'm sure you'll get into it, but
we have the whole Shmernesre here because we understand the whole nervous system, how it works into every one of the brachas of the Shmernesre. And what about the Chasre, the little loose up on top over there? We got a bracha for that also, even though that's not part of what moves. But that's Lamal Shinim Al Tisikva. Lamal Shinim Al Tisikva means that don't worry, they will never destroy Klal Yisrael and they will never destroy the Yid. Because there's a part of us that can't be destroyed, and that's that chasre, that's the luz, which is on the top of the spine. It'll never be destroyed, and it'll become b'tchias hamesim because the neshama will never be destroyed. Let's move on to. I'm sorry. I lose my train. I'm sorry. Let's just move on very quickly to the mizbeach. Well, you know what?
I just want to ask why those
four questions.
No, why those four places in Shmona Esrei do we do that?
Oh, that's a good question. I got to get into that. They used to do it every twice, but we don't do that anymore. So let's explain that maybe now.
Okay.
What are the four divisions of Shmona Esrei, which at least if we can't understand all 18, we can understand the divisions.
Also, the bowing that like Yaakov did to Esav sounds like it's all the way down to the ground. Is that because he's doing it in a language that Esav would understand? It's not a sham, it's more of a...
No, it's not because of that. But let me mention this, that the Arizal says that this machlokes seems to be the Arizal and maybe the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not 100% sure about this, halacha, that the Iker Yishtachavoyis of Shmona Esrei is only begav, not beniz. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody goes like this, you know, Baruch, Hata. So that's the Arizal says not like that. And those that are Mekubalim don't do anything with the knees. It's Baruch, Hata. And then it's a bending of the back and Oilu Kechavya. Nothing to do with the knees. Ba'anachnu Kairim Mishtachavim. That's a different. That's a different Abayda. So says the Arizal. But the Brachais and in the non Mekabalah Poiskim. So they say Baruch is Lashon Berech because you bend your knees. So Rizal says no, Baruch is Lashon Brechel. Nothing to do with knees. The Machlokes is Pashat and Teich of the word Berech. The Mishkan. I'll show you a picture. So Mishkan is, and then the Beis Hamikdash also, is divided into three parts. You have the Chatzar HaMishkan, you have the Kodesh, you have the Kodesh HaKodshim, or Kodesh HaKodshim, as they like to say in Yeshivas. Three parts. And the Goyim connects the Shmona Esrei, the Shidra, and this. The Alulav we know is for the Shidra, and all the different Minim are. And we know Alulav is a pointed out is the same gematria as Chaim. It's the Shidra. The main thing over here with the Mishkan is that what the Zayar points out is that if you go to the Chatzar, well, you have out here outside is where the whole Klal Yisrael was, and here the Chatzar HaMishkan. This was like a noisy place, it was like a tumult. The cows. Blood and fire, and, you know, it just looked like, you know, Lag Bomer, you know, over here. You know, everything was noisy over here. And then you went into the Kodesh. You didn't go in, but if you're a Kohen, you go in. The Kodesh was a quiet place. There was no Karbanos in the Kodesh. Here you have the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Remaker of Karbanos. And here you have the Mizbeach HaKtiris, Mizbeach HaZov. It was a finer, purer thing. So, Keteris. And then here in the Kodesh Kodashim, there was Rikas Adam, but there was nothing, not even Avodas HaKetores. And what you're going is from Min HaKal El HaKoshe, if you will, you're going from a more Gashmi place to Keturis, which is a more Ruchnius place, to the Kodesh HaKodesh, which nobody goes into, except for once a year, the Kohen Gadol. And there's very little Avodah that's going there, it's just there. It's there all the time, but that's energizing everything, right? Let me give you a mashal of the three different madregas here that the Zohar says in Parshas Pekudei. The Zohar says that over here you had the Atzei Hamarach, like wood. So they kept wood. People are chopping trees and bringing wood, and there was always wood going on, always fire going on, and fire, a big fire with flame. Kind we like to see, like Gishmak, Agbayim. Then what? When the fire dies down and the wood becomes Gacholim Leichashos, whimpering coals, whispering coals. Those are more effective, by the way, but it doesn't make as big of a tumult. So, like, if you can imagine, it's less Gashmi, more Ruchni. You take those coals, this is what it says in the Chumash, you take those coals from the Atzei HaMarocha that came from the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and you put them into a Machabas, and you bring them into the Kodesh. And it's on those coals that you bring them into here, onto this Mizbeach, Hazov, and that's where your Makter Ketores.
I don't know that.
The meaning, what you're starting off with is a... is a big tibble, and then it matures to a quiet place. The coals are a quiet place, not less hot, more hot. Everyone knows you want to get a good barbecue, wait till the fire goes down. But the coals are the hot things, and when they're whispering, it's amazing. And there you're makter the keteris. Keteris is an avoida of the af. Is that something you eat, like shalom? It's an avoida of the af. Because Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. The Af is the Derech to the Neshama. Derech to the Neshama. It's not the Neshama, but it's the Derech to the Neshama. Eza Hanosh HaNeshama Tliyipa Zu Hanos HaReach, the Gemara says, Lama Hayim Beis and Brochus. Shenemar, what's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk? Call on Neshama. I'm spelling Mesamim on Matzah Shabbos. What's Kol HaNeshama Tehalelka? So significant, by the way, this Mesamim on Matzah Shabbos. I can't talk about everything, but this is the Avodas HaNeshama. So you take this fire, I'd say Marocha, cows, everything very holy, and you take it El Pnima, and the Pnima is quiet. And becomes Keteiros Avodas HaNeshama. And from there, the innermost place, nobody's going. And this represents, I'm paraphrasing the Zohar, the place that nobody goes represents the Keser of the Spheros. This is all Spheros, but the Keser of the Spheros. And what's our avodas hakeser? No avodah. It's just there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just there. It's not this. I want to say something very radical now, because everything I've been saying has been very conservative. No, I want to say something very, very radical. I think it's connected a lot of what we've been taught, because people who teach it don't know. We know that Hakol Bidei Shemayim, our parnas, our health. Mud in the Lashon in the Torah, in the Chazal, Rapa Yerapa Mekan Shin Niten Rishus Leroy Fei Lerapa Rishus. The pshat is like everybody asks. Okay, everything's Bidei Shemayim. My parnasa, let's say, is Min HaShemayim, so what do I have to go to work for? It's Min HaShemayim. Oh, you got to do a shadlus. That's what we like to say. Why? Who made that one up? Okay, there's a klala. So you're like, is that one of the Taryag mitzvahs? You know, your Sameach says is one of the Taryag mitzvahs is Sheshes Yamim, Tassim Lachtech. Say it. But I'm saying, like, we're going to be Mekayim the klala. What's the pshat in this Hishtadlus? The pshat is that that the fact that Akol Bidei Shemayim is not an avoida, that's a fact. The fact is Hakol Bidei Shemayim. When you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that Hakol Bidei Shemayim, and that's all true everywhere, that the Shechina Shari be Yisrael, and they open up these Parochas, which talks about now the divisions, the different Parochas are the divisions in the Shemoneh Esrei Gufa. But they didn't open up the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This was a place which represented the luz, the neshama which never goes away, the neshama that doesn't decompose, that which has come b'tchias ha'meisim. What's the radical part over here is, you don't do ishtadlus because ein simchan al hanes. Why not? You do ishtadlus because we're not living in the kodesh hakadoshim. We're living in the kodesh or in the azara or in malchus down here. That's why we do ishtadlus. We do ishtadlus because our avodah, just like the avodah of the chutzner, is with cows and with fire. And you can do less malacha if you're on a higher madrega of kodesh, which is the malacha of ketores. But the avodah of no teva of the kodesh hakadoshim, that's not an avodah. That's a metzias. The metzias is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never goes away. My son, who's a rabbi in Norfolk, told me that, he gives us, very interesting, he gives us history class. I don't know if you've ever seen, I have this thing called Milestones in Jewish Philosophy. It's good, course I have it on tape. But, so, my son was asked to give a 13-part series in the JCC of Norfolk, Virginia. Reform Jews, only Reform Jews go there. And he talked about history, and he went through this Milestones class, and it was Baruch Hashem, like, tremendous. They asked him tremendous Kiddush Hashem just for them to understand like the basics of Emes and history and what's going on. You know, Yiddishkeit wasn't invented yesterday or didn't evaporate yet; like it's still there. But he was always telling me that yesterday was the last class, so one of the women asked him, like, what are these Haredim think in Israel, that how do they expect to make a parnasa if they don't work? So, new kasha. Finish in order. So Sandra said that the Gemara asked that question. Harbe also be other. Rishim Bar Yochai came to the Madrega in the cave, where he was either in the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKodshim. It was something that he was able to, his boxer tree and this, and he needed very little, by the way. But you can't be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai if you're not Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as the Gemara says. Harbe asukein v'loy also biyadam. Many people try to crawl into the Kodesh. V'loy also biyadam. So in terms of avoida, the avoida is the avoidas hachotzer, avoidas ha'adam, and the avoida is the avoidas hakodesh, which is the ruchnias, and then there's this the chotzer oil moyed. I mean, I'm sorry, the paroichas, the going to the kodesh and kadashim, which the guy is going to tell us if we ever get to it. That but when we get to it, it'll be really easy because. The avoida of this paroiches is to be mafchin bein avoida la'enoy avoida. It's not an avoida, and it's the luz, and it's tchias hameisim. It's the part that will never get destroyed, but it's the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamai, that no matter how much we're working, and no matter how much we're going to doctors, and no matter what we're having to do in terms of ishtadlus in this world, akol bidei shemayim. It's not an avoida of Akol Bidei Shemayim. It's a metzias of Akol Bidei Shemayim. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a metzias. Habakkuk b'day shemayim. You don't have to overdo it either. I'm not saying you have to do what you have to do. Chayv zav avos. You have to do what you have to do. But the metzias is, you know, the people, you know, even big gedolim did their, you see in the Chazal, you know, they did their Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. They did their malacha, but there was a complete presence of Kodesh HaKadosh in everything that they did. B'chol drachecha de'eh. Everything that they did had the Kodesh HaKadosh energy into it. So, we're out of time, but let me just say one more thing. This week's parasha, Ishal machaneu v'ishal digloi. The Medrash Rabba starts off beautifully. Ahu d'chsiv diglu alai ava, Shlom HaMelech. Haviani al beis hayoyin. Diglu alai ava. The Ramban explains that, just was looking for the Washington, so the beginning of Bamidbar. The Ramban explains, let's take a look at it outside, you can look at it over Shabbos, that like what is the golem, you know, the flags, it's like a, you know, like a Yom Yerushalayim, you know. The Ramban explains that Rashi says that every flag had a different color. And they were the same colors, by the way, as the Choshen. The Ramban says, but L'yeser Oymek, that they all had different pictures on it also. And one was a shore, and one was an Ari. One was an Adam. And he said it was the same. He says it was the same pictures with the Adam Mems, the same pictures as the Maisa Merkava. Meaning, if you would have taken a drone shot, an aerial view of Klal Yisrael, says the Ramban, you would have a picture of the Maisa Merkava. And in the middle of the whole thing was the Levium, in the middle, which were the middle, they were in the center of all of the different degolim. And in the middle of that center was the Mishkan. In the middle of the Mishkan, the center of the Mishkan was the Kodesh HaKodesh. And that was the Maisa Merkava. That was what that was. Don't ever look at it differently again. When you're talking about, they didn't have degolim, by the way, until they had a Mishkan. The Shana Ashenis would say some in Mitzrayim. That's when they had degolim. They didn't have degolim. They weren't waving flags at Harsinai. That was when they. When you have to have a Mishkan because when they had the center point, which is the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and that's the presence. That's a Metzias. You don't have to go in there. You don't do anything there when you go in there. But then there was Avoida, and Morgash Mistaka Avoida. We said on Sunday that the Mizbeach and the Choshes, if you go through the spheres, is Yisoid, which is Yosef. Yosef Hayav in Mitzrayim. It's already in the Gashmias a little bit. This is this Mizbeach, Azov, is Keneged Yaakov, Tiferes. But the Keser, the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Ish Loyalashah, like nobody goes there. That's just a Metzias of HaKodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. It's stronger than an Avodah. And that was the nevuah of Yecheskel. As much as we don't understand it, this much we can understand. The nevuah of Yecheskel is that there was a shor and an adam and an ari. That was exactly what it was, and the Shechina b'amsa on wheels. It's moving even without the Beis Hamikdash. It's going with us into Galus. And this was represented by the fact that Klal Yisrael was moving. Klal Yisrael was moving through the Midbar.
Wandering Jew.
This is the Shechina on wheels. That's what Merkava means, Shechina on wheels. So, just like a machshava to go through Mavr Sedra and Parshas Bamidbar, what's going on? Diglu alai ava. And because Baruch Hu had such diglu alai ava, had such nachas from, on the one hand, the individuality of every Shevet, and everyone understood that they have to do their thing, and everyone has a different purpose, and you're a farmer, and you're a seaman, and you're a learner, everybody has to do their thing, but the whole thing is that the center of the whole thing has to be the Mishkan. That has to be the center. If that's not the center, you know, we speak about a bar, where Yaakov Kavanetsky says a beautiful zach, he says, Emes Liyakov, he says, why did they make the Degolim Taka right away? Why did they make it? either wait till Shana Shengis. So he said that if you have the golem without a mishkan, he says what you're having is just a lot of pira. I do this, you do that, we go, you know, I'm right, you're right. You have to have the hub in the middle in order to give all of these different parts of Klal Yisrael meaning. So it wasn't until Shana Shenis that it was possible to have the golem. So you can't, so here's the Seder Advar, you know, like the year doesn't end with Yom Kippur, it starts with Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Starts with the Yom Kippur. You start with the fact is the Kodesh Kodesh. Everything's, Akol B'Dei Shemayim, that's how you work out to going into the all the way from Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hod, Yesod, all the way into Malchus, until you're going mamish deep, deep into the ground. Yesod is Yosef Hayyub Mitzrayim, and then more, we became Avodim B'Mitzrayim, not a Melech B'Mitzrayim. Avodim B'Mitzrayim to be Malim B'Mitzrayim. It says Mem Tesh Shari Tuma, mamish. You have to go down Mem Tesh Shari Tuma. In order, that's what Malchus means. Mem Tesh Shari Tuma, until you could be Oy L'Tar Sinai. And that's how the whole thing comes together from Shemoneh Esrei to Parshas Midbar.
It's a 12 middle brothers, huh?
Yes, 12 middle brothers. Very good.
Did the Levium have a Dega?